Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Mixed bag today. Led lower here in the July soybeans. Down 23.5 at 13.98 and a quarter. That was the lowest thing on the board. November beans were only down 5, though, at 12.12. Corn down 1 to 2 cents and traded about 4 cents off the low into the close. And then the wheat futures were the one bright spot, especially in Kansas City, up 5 and a quarter cents at 7.13.5 in July. That is a very welcome sign after we've been trading lower for the most part since about the first week of May. We've slid about $1.50 down from about $8.60 to here, but we've held $7 over the month of June. It's been the low several times, and we've held it every time up to this point. So it's possibly going to be the support level for now. If you look at the moving average and some other technical places that it could possibly go up to, they're about 760. So if the market rallied, let's say 750 or so, I don't think it would surprise a lot of people at this point. Harvest is progressing nicely at about 16% done, where normally we're 20% for this week. And then yields are coming in a little bit better than expected, somewhere between 15 and 20 bushels per acre. Still disappointing.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We had a USDA announcement of 134,500 metric tons of corn to Mexico for next year's crop year. And that kind of kicked off the day. Several things from yesterday: crop progress. Corn was good to excellent category, 76%, up 1% on the week. That's the best rating in 20 years. So really good looking corn crop. Beans came in at 73%, good to excellent, down 1. But that's still the highest on record for this time of year. So again, corn and beans looking really good. The spring wheat, good to excellent, 72% on the week, up 1%. And again, the winter wheat harvest, 16% completed. Now, we also had the NOPA crush report yesterday. A little bit bullish, 128.8 million bushels. They were guessing 126.6. This Friday, we have the July option expirations. The biggest months with the biggest open interest, or the biggest strike prices with the biggest open interest, are the $14 July puts and then the $15 call. So a lot of people look for that July to hang around here at $14. And then the next big report's on June 30th, U.S. stocks and acreage report. And again, that'll be June 30th, which is also the first notice day for the longs on the July contracts.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, August live cattle 72 lower, 145.72. October down 102 at 148.75. August feeder cattle 85 lower at 207.85. September down 92 at 208.57. July lean hogs 67 higher at 124.92. August 22 lower at 128.05. In the grains, July Kansas City wheat up 4 and a quarter at 712 and a half. September up 4 and a quarter at 712 and 3 quarters. July Chicago wheat up 3 quarters at 581 and 3 quarters. July corn down 2 and a quarter at 438 and 3 quarters. September down 2 and 3 quarters at 434. July soybeans down 23 and a half and at 1398 and a quarter. August down 18 and 3 quarters at 1348 and a half. And cotton today, July up 241 at 90.06. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.